When we think about Baal Oscha, especially the drama and the energy of Baal Oscha, we tend to think about the end, because the central action, certainly the first half of Sefer Bamidbar, begins at the end of Baal Oscha, after Vayhi ben Tzoa Ha'aron, the last third of Baal Oscha, where we begin to see the first cracks. And Klal Yisrael doing one small chet, another chet, and the Misonanim complaining by this, complaining by that, and the cracks that grow larger and larger until finally everything falls apart next week, etc., in Parashat Shlach, and the Klal Yisrael told is going to be another 4 decades before they can, and another 4 decades and another generation before they can get into Eretz Yisrael. But although the central, the main drama is the end, the last third of Baal Oscha, I want to step back instead to the middle of Baal Oscha, which is a climax in its own right. The Rav, in a very famous drasha, Parashat Baal Oscha, points out that the middle of Baal Oscha is the climax of these first 10 prakim, of Bamidbar, Naso, and the beginning of Baal Oscha, where Klal Yisrael are preparing to leave Har Sinai. And as Moshe Rabbeinu says to his follower, Nosam Anachnu, we are ready in the middle of Baal Oscha. We're ready to go. We've been at Har Sinai for almost a year. They came Rosh Chodesh Sivan. They're leaving a year minus 10 days later, on the 20th of year. And at that point, they were still on plan A. No, so we're not going to leave our Sinai. We're going to head straight to Eretz Yisrael, again, before the small mistakes of the end of Baal Oscha lead to the terrible mistake of the Meraglim and Shlach. And I want to step back for a moment to that moment. Step back together to when Klal Yisrael was still at Har Sinai. And the Ramban points out the visual that's worth considering. Klal Yisrael had been at Har Sinai, Midbar Sinai, since a week before Shavuos, almost a year ago, Rosh Chodesh Sivan. And they had built a Mishkan. And the Mishkan had been fully functional as of Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So for the last 50 days that they're at Har Sinai, they have both a Mishkan and Har Sinai. From Rosh Chodesh Nisan until the 20th of Iyar, around this, fascinatingly, around the same amount of time as the Sfira Sa'omer, 50 days or 49 days in its own right, of having both the Har Sinai and the Mishkan. And what's more, the Ramban points out, is that if you work through the Psukim and try to think about how everything was situated, so it seems like the Mishkan was to the east of Har Sinai. Why does it matter? I'll tell you why I think it matters. Because if you stood on the east, the entrance to the Mishkan, the entrance to the Chatzar and the entrance to the Mishkan itself, you were looking in, that would be on the east side looking in. The Mishkan was to the east of Har Sinai. It means if you were on the east side of the Machane and you looked to the west, you would see number one in front of you, you see the front of the Mishkan looking at you, Pesach Ol Moed, and behind it, but much larger obviously, towering behind the Mishkan, was Har Sinai. That was the view if you're on the east looking west. The Mishkan facing you, and behind it Har Sinai. And that picture is worth another Ramban. Because the Ramban explains, that image captures what the Ramban understands as the flow of ideas. Ramban understands in Chumash Shemos that the goal, the purpose of the Mishkan was to make the Har Sinai experience permanent. They had incredible Gilui Shechina at the time of Shavuos, at the time of Ma'amad Har Sinai, incredibly intense and totally ephemeral. It came and it went. Once HaKadosh Baruch Hu ended Ma'amad Har Sinai, there was no longer any Kedusha left to the mountain. We can freely, if we can figure out where it is, we're free to hike that mountain. It has no permanent Kedusha. The goal, the Ramban explains, of the Mishkan, which followed on the heels of Har Sinai, was to make that permanent. Less intense, but far more durable. That's the goal of Mikdash forever after, according to Ramban, is to make permanent for us the Har Sinai experience. For 49, 50 days, the Jews could actually see that. That last almost 2 months before they left for Eretz Yisrael, you would see the Mishkan and behind it, Har Sinai. Har Sinai, which at that point was shorn of its Kedusha, but now that Kedusha and that connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu rested more permanently in the Mishkan in front of it. And what's fascinating is they're about to iterate that again. Nosim Anachnu, when the Jewish people leave Midbar Sinai, and they were at that point not only leaving Midbar Sinai, but heading somewhere. They were heading to Eretz Yisrael. As we opened, the Kalal Yisrael end up, because of our Chataim on Plan B, on route number 2, the longer, more circuitous, more torturous 40 years in the Midbar, instead of a quick trip to Eretz Yisrael. But ultimately the destination is the same. They're leaving Har Sinai, they're heading to Eretz Yisrael. And that's going to be another iteration of that same dynamic. That the Kedusha, the Gilui Shechina will be less intense, but in a far more permanent, durable way. When it comes to Eretz Yisrael, we'll be living no longer with the Nisim Gluyim of the Mun and the Be'er of life in the Midbar, but we'll be living at Kadosh Baruch Hu in a sustainable, durable way, in a Hanhaga Tivis that has lasted us for these thousands of years. And that's an ongoing dynamic that we're seeing here again and again. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to shift us to take that extraordinary experience of Shavuos and pour it into Mikdash. Take the extraordinary experience of Midbar and pour that into living natural life in Eretz Yisrael, taking that Kedusha in a less intense but far more permanent way.